Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Though not such a great weekend in the city of Chicago, there were 50 people shot. It's unbelievable what's going on. And almost all of it having to do with gang warfare, people shot in the crossfire, people being involved and targeted and dead because of organized crime. So what do you do about it? Why have Americans always had this sort of sick fascination with organized crime? Gangs and ruffians and people who peddle drugs. Yeah, a lot of it is drug related. We'll talk about that with Bill O'Reilly, whose latest book is about organized crime. It's called Killing the Mob. And is there something we can learn from some of the successes fighting the mob, the mafia, in terms of trying to abate some of the inner city organized crime that claims, if not the majority, very close to it, at a hugely disproportionate share of our murder victims? We'll also be talking about the national anthem and different reactions to the national anthem depending on who you are and, yes, what your racial identification is. And then a question about the future of the Republican Party. Is it really falling apart, or does the Republican Party still hold the upper hand in the election coming up in 2022 for control of the House and the Senate? Rich Lowry, who is editor of National Review, has written what I think is a persuasive piece over in Politico, where he says, yes, Republicans still do have the upper hand for 2022, at least for winning back the House. He will tell us why. We will also take a look at the strange affinity, and it is strange, and it's very difficult to explain, between the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the terrorist group, racist terrorist group, Hamas. We will get to all of that. First up, Rich Lowry. Rich, a pleasure to speak to you. And I just mentioned your piece, Why Republicans Still Have the Upper Hand for 2022. Now, you wrote this piece before Marjorie Taylor Greene let out her latest pearl of wisdom, comparing mask wearing to the yellow star of the Nazis against the victims of the Holocaust. What do Republicans do to maintain the upper hand about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, I think that's it's tricky. I think they should speak out when she says crazy things the way she did. This obviously was a ludicrous statement. And then hope primary voters in her district next year have better sense and nominate someone else. I'm not sure whether that's actually going to happen. And then otherwise, prosecute the case against Biden.
Yeah, and in terms of the case against Biden, what you say is that it's not the Republicans who are falling apart right now. They're actually surprisingly unified. It's Democrats. What's the best evidence of that?
Well, I wouldn't say the Democrats are falling apart. I think they will have more tensions come to the fore as they realize that actually Biden is going to get many of these things. The number he's seeking, $4 trillion in new spending, probably be much less than that. And then all the subsequent initiatives, whether it's making D.C. a state or H.R. 1, the voting bill, or the so-called Justice and Policing Act, none of that's going to happen. And then they're going to be in the situation that Republicans were in the Trump years after they get the big tax cut. Really, they have unified control, but nothing happens. And that's extremely frustrating. And then just the natural gravity of these things is incumbent presidents suffer big losses in midterms. The average is, since World War II, has been 27 seats in midterms. And Democrats basically have no seats to play with in that Senate. And in the House, they only have 6 or 7 seats to play with. So if even if the Republicans in the House had a disastrous underperformance, it'd still be likely that they would take the chamber next year and grind the Biden agenda to a halt with some finality.
We were talking last week about a point that Daniel Henninger had made, and I think he's right, and I think you do too, which is that the big issue could very well be law and order because of the levels of violence that you keep hearing about that are going up across the country. How are the Democrats blowing this issue?
Well, they just have a lot of people on their side who talk about the cops as though they're a racist occupying force, and they're just not. You know, they're bad police officers and make bad decisions, but this isn't a systematic problem, and we've seen the kneecapping of police forces either via some defunding or just being on their back foot because their protesters constantly complaining about them. And also because of some policy changes. You know, New York City years ago now stopped its policy of stop and frisk and tried to take illegal guns away from street thugs on the street. You had terrible parole policies in places like New York where you get arrested and you're pretty much on back on the street the next day. And this is all taking a toll. And we see it in city after city. And it just shouldn't be tolerated. I was watching a clip from Andrew Yang. I'm not a huge Andrew Yang fan, former Democratic presidential candidate and now mayoral candidate, but he sat with one of the Jewish victims of this wave of anti-Semitic attacks and just said, as he should, that this is intolerable and the people who are pledged to defend you against these sort of attacks aren't doing it, and I will. And I think that's a very powerful message, even for Democrats.
Well, without question, but there are very few Democrats besides Andrew Yang, and he seems to be, of the candidates for mayor of New York, the one who is taking the most moderate, at least, position, especially compared to some of the so-called progressives in that lineup. You cited a fascinating poll in your piece by Stanley Greenberg, who was one of Bill Clinton's chief pollsters and is married to a Democrat in the House of Representatives. And he points out that, yep, it's true that the level of enthusiasm in the election has fallen for Republicans, but it's fallen much more for Democrats. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, normal dynamics taking hold where you win power, you get a little complacent, you might be unhappy that more things aren't happening. As I said, I think we might see that effect taking hold even more later in the year among Democrats. And when you're in the opposition, you're angry and afraid. And Republicans are both of those things and have some good reason for being both of those things. And the party, despite, you know, I'm a Liz Cheney fan, I wouldn't have voted against her in leadership, but despite that drama, the party's united. They, you know, they're either with Trump or they don't want to argue about Trump. And on the issues, there are no big divisions in the party. So they're just set up, you know, we're a year and a half out, a lot of things can happen. But they're set up, I think, to have a pretty big 2022.
Don't you think it would be helpful if, in addition to opposing Biden, they had at least one or two goals that were uniquely conservative and positive that they could sell to America?
Yeah, it would. I'm not sure what those are exactly at the moment, but there's a lot of yeasty intramural debate on the right about what such goals would be. So, you know, I think restoring order, restoring fiscal sanity, and doing what we can to support families who are under siege in all sorts of ways, and we've seen really depressing fertility numbers that, in a way that a decline that really threatens the vitality of our society. For my money, talking about those would help and certainly wouldn't hurt.
I think you're right on virtually every point. In fact, we're posting Rich Lowry's piece. Rich is the editor-in-chief of National Review. He wrote a piece for Politico about Republicans maintaining the upper hand. We're posting it right up at michaelmedved.com. And Chuck Schumer, superstar, he actually just gave one of his first public musical performances. We're going to play it for you. It's amazing. Coming up.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free. Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's some good news and some, well, mixed news from New York City. The good news is they did manage to overcome some extreme left objections, and they dedicated this new city park that was almost entirely privately paid for. And it's a 2.3-acre park. It looks spectacular. I'm looking forward to actually visiting it when I go to New York in a couple of weeks, visit our daughter. But the park is called Little Park, and it's man-made, and it's an island out in the Hudson River, and it looks lovely. And people are feeling sort of the beginning of summer weather, and it's warm, and people get carried away. So Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, was having a great weekend. He was celebrating with a lot of other New Yorkers about the state's mask rules and business capacity limits being lifted. And he ran into some street performers in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Park Slope, which is where he lives when he's not in D.C. And he was captured by bystanders' cell phones listening to a band called Alice Valentine on a street corner. And then he was invited to come join them in singing. Maybe you can recognize what they were attempting to sing. Listen here. Okay, there it is. That's Chuck Schumer. And there have been worse performances, some of them of the Star-Spangled Banner. The Star-Spangled Banner continues to be a divisive issue, which we will get to later in this edition of the Michael Medved Show. And speaking of decisive issues, Rick Santorum has been fired over his, quote, disparaging comments about Native Americans. And I think it's a shame, and I think that there are probably people at CNN who think it's a shame. Rick had been really the only reliably conservative voice at CNN at all. And despite the fact that it was constantly outnumbered in various panels and opportunities to speak, I think he did a good job of representing the conservative cause. And I think it's worth pointing out that the comments that he made that led to his firing were not on CNN. They were not broadcast, or they were not supposed to be broadcast. No one was expecting them to. He was speaking for Young America's Foundation, which is a group that tries to balance the left on college campuses, which, of course, is very dominant and very present, and does so with conservative voices. And he was talking about America's uniqueness and American exceptionalism. And one of the passages of his remarks was, he said, "We birthed a nation from nothing. Yes, there were Native Americans, but there isn't much Native American culture in American culture." And this led to a response from Fawn Sharp, who was president of the National Congress of American Indians, to call Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania. And by the way, the kind of Republican senator who was very well known and respected for working successfully with Democrats. If you talk to his colleagues, almost everybody on both sides has respect for Rick Santorum. In any event, she called him an unhinged and embarrassing racist who disgraces CNN and any other media company that provides him a platform. In other words, time to cancel Rick Santorum. And in her response, this again, Fawn Sharp, she said, "To correct the record, what European colonizers found in the Americas were thousands of complex, sophisticated, and sovereign tribal nations, each with millennia of distinct cultural, spiritual, and technological development," she writes in a statement. Now, look, anybody who actually knows the history of Native Americans before the arrival of European settlers, the one skill that they had developed remarkably finely was the skill of basically warring against each other, which is what they did. And I don't want to call down the hounds of heaven on my own head here, but I honestly think it's ridiculous to say that what Rick Santorum did was completely unacceptable. What he did do was he blew his apology. He came on CNN and people were expecting he would say he was... He could have said something about he didn't mean to slight the Native American cultures that live, that thrived here before the arrival of Europeans. But the basic point that he made, that you don't find many instances of Native American culture that are present in the American culture that we have today, or that emerged from the beginning, from 1607, when the first permanent settlement was founded in Jamestown. What he did say, he says, people, he said, I misspoke, in the sense that it wasn't clear that he was speaking in the context of the founding of the United States government. It's pretty clear if you hear the whole context. People say I'm trying to dismiss what happened to the Native Americans, he said. Far from it. The way we treated Native Americans was horrific. It goes against every bone and everything I've ever fought for as a leader in Congress. And but that wasn't good enough because apparently he didn't actually apologize or speak directly about having said something that he regretted. Again, the ability to do this to a Rick Santorum in media, when his entire purpose was being to provide some balance over at CNN, which is often sorely lacking in balance, which is true for not just that network, but for many, many others, that, it seems to me, is a shame. Also a shame is some of the confusion that you'll find in other networks and other major news sources in writing about the recent conflict in the Middle East. Why would it be that BLM, Black Lives Matter, would be so concerned about the particular Arab victims in Gaza when they say nothing about other Arab victims who are thousands of times more numerous? What are we talking about? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is designating $1 billion for states, targeted communities, and tribal governments to help prepare for extreme weather events.
Part of this effort is preparing communities for hurricanes, but also for pending forest fires that we know have impacted many parts of California.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also describing it as a way to get ahead of extreme weather events and natural disasters. Hurricane season officially starts June 1st. Chicago is coming off a violent weekend. Since Friday, 48 people have been shot and 11 of them have died. One of the victims gunned down was a 15-year-old boy. Last weekend, 48 people were shot across the city, including a toddler, a teenager, and two Chicago police officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a big piece that appeared over the weekend in the Washington Post under the headline, How Black Lives Matter Changed U.S. Debate on the Mideast. And it's a very thought-provoking and, it seems to me, question-provoking piece of analysis. It's written by Cleve Woodson and Sean Sullivan for the Washington Post. They begin by saying that Black Lives Matter activists recently took to the streets of Indianapolis to protest for Palestinians. And during the height of the recent Gaza hostilities, the official Black Lives Matter organization called for Palestinian liberation. 6 years after the group's early leaders took a trip to the Middle East that planted the seeds for the alliance. The whole idea, which is repeated again and again by Black Lives Matter leaders, is that the situation on the streets of America is comparable to the situation in Gaza, where basically the Israelis are like the heavily armed police officers, and Hamas is like the unarmed and inoffensive and minding their own business victims of police brutality. Now, it's ridiculous, of course. They fired 4,500 rockets that claimed lives, destroyed property. They have at least 8,000 rockets left, do Hamas. And it's just madness. Whatever the aftermath of the violence in the region, it has starkly changed the Israeli-Palestinian debate in the United States, writes the Post, shifting it for many liberals from a tangled dispute over ancient, often confusing claims to the far more familiar turf of police brutality and racial conflict. We understand about the liberation of black people in the United States that it is tied to the liberation of black people all over the world and tied to the liberation of oppressed people all over the world, said Melina Abdullah, co-founder of the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter. Being in solidarity with the Palestinian people is something that's been part of our work as Black Lives Matter for almost as long as we've been an organization. That, in turn, is being met by frustration from Israel supporters who say the military conflict, writes the Post, between Israel and Hamas, a Palestinian organization that the United States and other world organizations have designated a terrorist group, is nothing like the tensions on America's streets. Most people recognize that there's a totally different dynamic at work between a terrorist organization shooting 4,500 missiles into your country, on the one hand, and the racial dynamics that take place in American cities, said Mark Melman, who's president of the Democratic Majority for Israel. The failure to recognize that difference, and this, of course, from a leading Democrat, becomes fundamentally misleading. Some supporters of Israel also say that framing the Middle East as a racial issue badly misrepresents what is at its heart a territorial struggle between two peoples with claims to the same land. If there is any indication, it seems to me, that there is clearly a racist component to Black Lives Matter, you can see it right here. Because, let me put this on the table. There are people who have been horribly victimized, civilians, recently. They still are being victimized. There's no ceasefire. In Yemen, they've been fighting a civil war with the Saudis as proxies in the civil war. And the Saudis have done a great deal of bombing. There have been a minimum of 233,000 casualties, most of them civilians. Now, in the recent Gaza conflict, they had at most 250 casualties. No, not 250,000, 250. And partially because the Israelis went to great lengths to try to reduce any civilian casualties. So why is Black Lives Matter been silent for 7 years? For 7 years with the Saudis, and you can say, well, it's because the Israelis are supported by the United States and we have an obligation because of the connection between Israel and the United States. Saudi Arabia is also an ally of ours. And it's a good thing that they are. I mean, we need their cooperation in combating Islamic terrorism, which, may I remind everybody, killed a lot more people in one day than the people who died in Gaza. And they died in Gaza not because the Israelis had decided, let's see what we can do to attack Gaza. It was because you need to respond if there is a hostile state, quasi-state power on your border that is sending rockets into your midst. So what's the difference? Why the attack on Israel, but no comparable attack on Saudi Arabia? And especially given the fact that the struggle in Yemen is ongoing. And the rebels in Yemen are very much like Hamas, clients of Iran. So what's the deal? The deal is that Black Lives Matter stupidly identifies Israel as a, quote, white nation. They ignore the fact that the largest single ethnic group of Jews in Israel are Jews from Arab countries. They are, if you look at people's complexion, they are no more, the Palestinians are no more black than the 500,000 Jews from Morocco who now live in Israel and play a very prominent role in society. They're also, by the way, a very large, it's more than 100,000, community of Jews from Ethiopia and of Jews from Yemen who came in the 1950s. Yeah, from Yemen itself. And the idea that the Jews are all European interlopers when the biggest flood of refugees was not from Europe, it was from North Africa and the Middle East. And from places like Yemen and Morocco and Libya and Iraq and Iran. And those Jewish people play an incredibly prominent role, not just in the life of Israel, but they also are the heart and soul of what people designate as the Israeli right, the strong supporters of Benjamin Netanyahu, even though his own ancestry, his family, comes originally several generations ago from Poland. Okay, the whole idea is that the focus by BLM on Israel is racist. Jamal Bowman, a member of the squad, freshman Democrat from New York, says, as a black man in America, I understand on a personal level what it means to live in a society designed to perpetuate violence against people who look like me. My experience of systemic injustice, including being beaten by police at 11 years old, informs my view of what's happening right now in Israel and Palestine. Okay, what is happening in Gaza? The idea that basically Israel is responsible for what is going on in Gaza ignores the fact that the Israelis evacuated entirely, left to Palestinian control all of Gaza, every inch of territory. There are no Israelis there at all. And if you're talking about living under occupation, in what terms is Gaza occupied? And then how do you end that occupation other than what the Israelis did in 2005, which is to leave? How do you still occupy a place if you no longer control it and you don't have cops or troops or anything else there? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show coming right up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Medved show, there was an encounter on CBS that actually is encouraging, at least to me, because it shows that there is some willingness every once in a while, even in mainstream media, and CBS is about as mainstream as it can get. John Dickerson had Bernie Sanders on about the conflict in the Middle East, and Bernie Sanders has been fairly consistently and bitterly and irresponsibly anti-Israel, basically blaming Israel for this entire conflict. One of the questions, of course, I would ask anybody who takes the Bernie Sanders position is, okay, how do you blame people for responding if thousands of rockets have struck their territory? Here is what Bernie Sanders had to say. This is clip 12A.
And last Sunday, you wrote a piece in the New York Times that said the U.S. must stop being an apologist for the Netanyahu government. Since you wrote that, the president has been very supportive of Israel. Do you think the administration is being an apologist for the Netanyahu government?
Look, John, all that I think is that given the incredible suffering in Gaza, where we have a poverty rate of 56%, 70% of the young people are unemployed. And after the Israeli attacks, you have wastewater plants destroyed, clinics destroyed, hospitals destroyed. I think the United States has got to develop a even-handed approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We have to be pro-Israel, but we have to be pro-Palestinian. And I hope and believe the president understands that. And I was delighted to see that he is moving forward to try to rebuild with the international community the destruction, rebuild Gaza after all of that destruction.
Okay. And then John Dickerson actually came back to an appropriate response to that call for a, quote, even-handed approach. Listen, clip 12B.
You mentioned an even-handed approach. When I read a portion of your editorial to the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he thought it was preposterous, your claim that he had created the conditions and that he'd made peace impossible, because he said, how do you have negotiations with Hamas? They are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. President Biden again said that this week when he said, until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace. How do you have an even-handed approach to terrorists who want to destroy Israel?
Well, what you have got to do is also understand that over the years, the Netanyahu government has become extremely right-wing, and that there are people in the Israeli government now who are overt racists. You have in West Jerusalem people being evicted from their homes. Tremendous pressure. on people within Israel, the Arab community, as well as Gaza. So you have a very difficult situation. You have Hamas, a terrorist group. You have a right-wing Israeli government, and the situation is getting worse. And all that I'm saying is that the United States of America has got to be leading the world in bringing people together, not simply supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. This last series of attacks killed 64 children and destroyed a large part of the infrastructure of Gaza in a community that has already been one of the most uninhabitable territories in the world.
Okay, why has it been an uninhabitable territory? Who controls it? Who provides the policing? Who provides the water? Who provides the electricity? Who provides the governing institutions? It's Hamas. There is no Israeli presence in Gaza. How do you blame Israelis for misgoverning a territory in which they have no presence and no role? And the idea that we provided aid to Israel in order to kill children is an absurdity and an obscenity, frankly. Because the whole purpose of every Israeli strike is to stop the attacks across border, which were not started here by Israel in any sense. They were started by the terrorists of Hamas. Let's go to your calls to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, so there's no difference here. If you notice that the battle plan's always the same, just like what you were saying there, the Democrats are doing that here. You got the United States citizenry of 2021. They're trying to get to pay reparations on slavery, racism that the Democrat Party seeded in the country. I would suggest that one way to fix this, Michael, is we got rid of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats' little terror group, because we finally started tearing them apart in court, and they lost all their funding. I believe BLM and the rest of the Democrat hate crews need to have their justice, need their day in court. We need to start taking our country back and defund them at the same time.
Well, the difficulty with defunding BLM, BLM does not get money from the government. What BLM gets is money from private individuals who support it. Now, I wouldn't support it. You wouldn't support it. There are people who would. And BLM, unlike the Ku Klux Klan, has never publicly advocated violence. They are officially, at least, a nonviolent group. Have they always behaved in a nonviolent way? No, if you look at some of the riots that took place in our country last summer, some of those riots may not have been organized or initiated by BLM, but they were certainly sanctioned by that group. I do think that any comparison between BLM and the Ku Klux Klan, which was responsible for literally thousands of deaths, that's not a responsible association that I would share. In terms of cutting off funding, the one thing that would be appropriate would be the Hamas government, the Hamas regime in Gaza, is not funded by the U.S. We do not send any money to Hamas. And nor, by the way, does the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority is not a fan of Hamas because Hamas has called for the Palestinian Authority's destruction. The funding comes from the United Nations, and that's a real problem. In other words, most of the schools, the hospitals, the public services that are provided in Gaza at all are not provided by the terrorists, who are free to use whatever money they collect or extort from the population that they've subjugated. They use that to build their terror tunnels, 60 miles of which were destroyed in the recent war. They use that to help build their rockets, to help recruit young thugs to be part of their so-called military, then because they are free, because they devote their resources to doing that, it's actually the United Nations and the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration that takes up the slack and pays the bills in Gaza. I think the Biden administration is right that there needs to be some kind of rebuilding of some of the damage that's been incurred. But that rebuilding, when it occurs, it has to be very, very clear that it is not coming from the terror masters in Hamas, and you can't allow them to try to claim credit for any improvement in the situation. There was, in fact, new parade of terrorists marching through the streets of Gaza, and NBC's Richard Engel reported on the terrorists and how they were received after the devastation of the recent conflict. This is clip one.
Hamas's military wing, unseen throughout the conflict, down in tunnels firing rockets, has emerged from hiding to show it has not been destroyed. As the militants paraded through the streets, Gazans looked on with overwhelming support.
Hamas is seeing a wave of popularity after this latest round of violence, presenting itself as the sole defenders of the Palestinian people, the only ones willing and able to stand up to Israel.
Israel wanted to set back Hamas's military capacity, and did. But Israel also hoped the airstrikes would turn people in Gaza against Hamas. That didn't happen.
Okay, one of the reasons it didn't happen, and he would have been much more accurate if he had added that, is because Hamas is a terrorist organization. If you criticize them openly, if you speak against them, you run a real risk of being killed, beaten, tortured, eliminated. They are not respecters of a free exchange of ideas. And the entire situation with Bernie Sanders asking for an even-handed approach between terrorists and those who fight against terror, that is not a policy worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.